visiting the memory care ward. My grandmother said he only ever cried once, when his mother died, briefly as a light rain even then. Today I don't think he knows me until he tucks his chin to his chest and weeps, says he wants to go home. He drinks cranberry juice from a styrofoam cup, and my 3-year-old watches him delightedly drinks when he drinks. In the far corner, a woman lies on a ration of sunshine, big body curled up, confident, cat-like. Another approaches, berates us with profane words, exhorts us back to work. My grandmother says she once managed an airplane production line, implies there was something in the metal, seeds of dementia. When my mother was growing up, my grandfather spent evenings in the garage, built a P-40 fighter plane 70% to scale, flew it himself. I hold the day's disturbances in my hand like stones, run my fingers over them until sleep takes them, gives me other memories of being in class again, staring into old English manuscripts with students, them noting the strange writing, long trains of thorny letters running margin to margin, words cutting into words, me telling them someone will come along and piece out the units of thought, add punctuation and white space. We'll find the 4-beat lines, lay them down in a shape on the page, give it a title.